What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner? Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.
That was Allison on Mouth Kazoo. You're so...
I don't know how to whistle
what
very
well.
What is
that? Well. A kazorzasm? Kazoogasm?
No, that's the... You know what? It reminds me of that exact sound.
Wait, let me guess.
Yes.
Gina Davis being the ghost in Beetlejuice.
Oh my God, that's why we're married.
That's why we're married.
That is why we're married. I married him right after he was able to guess a random sound from a movie that I was doing. That's, yeah, she goes, ooh, woo. She has this really weird note.
Do you want to have breakfast with this woman for the next 200 years?
Keep moan louder.
Did you just quote Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going to do. We're just going to recreate Beetlejuice.
I'm the ghost with the most, babe.
I went to go and see that, the movie Beta, twice.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, look at the big balls on Cole.
I know, yeah. And there was only a couple of movies I did that with.
Did they? I take it you saw that in the UK when it came out?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to put your microphone closer to you.
I was about 15, wasn't I? I would have been about 15 years old. Probably.
I think that movie came out around 8... Well, it was after Pee-wee's Big Adventure, so I think around 89?
That wasn't so much of a hit in the UK.
What, Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Yeah.
Did it become a hit, kind of like over time? Or?
I think it's like it's probably known in, you know... It's probably, you know, some people go, yeah, I've heard of it.
But it's not what it is over here.
I don't think it had the same impact.
Gotcha.
But there was other things that did, obviously.
Well, Beetlejuice. Yeah.
Sorry. The cat's trying to knock shit over.
There's quite a few. That's I remember seeing Scrooged.
Love
Scrooge.
The
movie theater. And I think I took a girl there as well. And it was great.
Did you see that in the theaters?
Yeah. When I was about sort of, I would have been, again, what, I think 14, 15, I think.
That movie, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure if we have it. For those who don't know, at the studio / living room, we have an array of...
That was a good little movie, actually, wasn't it? We don't have it.
Yeah, it was great.
So now you guys have had enough time to try to guess who our mystery voice is.
Well, if you downloaded the episode, you'll already know because it's in the title of the episode.
You know, I was just trying to be playful.
Well, for those who didn't read the title, who just had this downloaded and immediately started playing it without looking at any kind of...
we should at least introduce our guest.
Our guest, of course, the venerable, the hilarious, the brilliant, the British, Cole Parker, everybody.
Cole Parker!
Yes! Oh my God, I'm here. Congratulations, you've got me.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really funny watching you like struggle to intro me when we've been hanging out for 4 hours already today, or however long it's been. So it was like having a reset for you again.
I know, Cole. Cole and I had met today, and it almost sounded like a colonoscopy. Cole and I have met today to get tea and coffee, and then we came over here, and Allison and I had plans that got pushed back, so we had the podcast thing.
She isn't bothering you at all. It's good to see that you've just risen above that.
Above what?
It's not bothering you at all.
Yeah.
The plans got pushed back,
but it's okay. It's okay. Just changing plans.
Just as long as you're not upset.
You're fucking
As long as you're not upset.
First of all,
I love Cole.
Let's tickle flip.
No, if somebody makes plans and we make plans, yeah. I'm very like, okay, those are the plans, because I base my whole day around having those plans.
Spontaneity is not Flip's middle name.
Spontaneity can
like
be my name if there aren't plans already involved. If there are plans involved and then things suddenly change, I'm like, whoa, I thought we were going to do this.
But then you have to be susceptible. The most important thing I've ever heard is from Bruce Lee, and it says,
water.
What?
You have to be like the water. I know.
You know, that's a fun way. Let's cock block the beautiful quote
I'm
that Allison's trying to do.
Let's go ahead
and mock it and make it retarded.
Sorry.
No, do you know what? This is resonant because when we met earlier on today, Flip and I actually had a little chat about linear time and its effect on the human body. And it's known that, you know, as humans age, they do get set in their ways.
Very
and
true.
They don't like change, and it bothers them psychologically. And we used to, you know, think, oh, granddad's just kicking off. Why is that? Oh, because, you know, we're leaving at 5 instead of 4:30 like he thought.
Yeah.
And so this is a common thing. What Flip's got is very, very common.
Yeah.
But you should try and fight it, Flip, and keep hold of your youth.
Because
I recognize
it. It's all about...
But that's been my whole way. Even when I was younger, I was still
He was very much
regimented.
You're
an old man as a young man.
Very.
No, it has to do with... Okay. Maybe I'm getting into like too. I don't know. Like, I'm very much like.
Hang on one second. Hang on. Just one second. Allison.
Yes.
Let's fucking murder him.
I know. This whole show. This is so. I'm so. Cole is on my side.
Go on, Flip.
And so is every one of our listeners.
All I'm saying is I respect time. Yeah. If I say I'm going to be somewhere at a certain time,
but
I'm
time
there.
Time doesn't exist.
If I'm running late, I call them and say, listen, I'm running late, blah, blah, blah. I respect time. You do too. You sent me that text today and everything. So like,
but time doesn't exist truly. And the only time when it exists,
let's not get existential, Allison.
But time
we're
doesn't
living
exist really.
In this
Hang
world
but time
where we have clocks and we have appointment times and
okay.
things like
if
that.
If you are fucking with somebody's full-on life, like for instance, they are a business person, you have a 1 o'clock lunch meeting, you are late to that lunch meeting, which is perpetually making them later to their next meeting, then I understand time is a very, very wonderful thing to be aware of for each person in your surroundings. However, if something very simple like, well, we kind of might have wanted to go to karaoke, and I guess we'll only go for like an hour instead of three because, oh my God, I guess. But it's like that is so non-important. It's just not one of those
right
things.
Right now, the listeners cannot see Flip grimacing. This is what I'm enjoying the grimace just that's going on. He's had to pick up the cat like a Bond villain.
Yes,
as
exactly.
As making this, and look,
he did. Look the cat jumps on his lap.
Tell
he's like,
me
this
more,
is perfect.
Mrs. Bond.
But I'll tell you, okay. Now, I think actually I might just polarize the view here, and okay. I won't. We're not. I'm going to sit in a separate camp with you two here. Now, Flip, yes. I respect that you respect time, and I respect time too. And we always do that, you know, we try not to be late for these important meetings. And, you know, if it's like in LA, everyone's career minded, everyone's on the same path or trying to be and cling to this fucking wobbly path. Everyone's just rolling the dice out here for their careers. And I think I've lost the point of the story.
But
anyway,
you were going to say time
the overall
is
message
important
was quite,
for
yeah.
those people.
So, yeah, so exactly. So these people, you know, they can't fuck up their appointments. You know what I mean? They've got to keep on point.
That's what I was saying.
But it's not always possible. Things change. There's different things. I mean, basically, I respect that you respect it, mate. But you've got to also recognize that not everyone else does.
I do.
And you have to stop being angry about it. He gets physically angry.
But what I was gonna
say, body. You can see his body language.
The only reason I got angry earlier is because you were initially upset.
And do you see how quickly it flowed through me? I got upset and I went, rah, for 1 second, and then it passed.
If you weren't upset, I wouldn't have gotten upset.
But
I was
you
talking with
yeah.
Cole,
allowed
and
it
I
to
looked
get
over, and I just heard you go, what?
Yeah.
What happened, Baba? And I'm like, I felt that tension from you, and I'm like, okay, she's going to be upset.
But then if I change it
and here's
in
the other thing.
Three
as
minutes.
Your partner, as your partner, I need to be on your side.
Absolutely, for those
so
3 minutes while I'm angry. For
well,
those 3 minutes.
Well, you can't take back anger.
But no, but you didn't have to be so angry. You didn't have to let... Here's the thing with Flip. His emotions
Tell
can,
me about me.
His emotions, upon them coming forward, whether it be overjoyed or you know really angry or really sad about something, once it comes, it's a wave of it. And you can't... Like, he's not very good at breaking it... breaking it down and really understanding that he's overreacting a lot of these things.
To be fair to Flip, though, he did have a good point because when you were receiving this information, you got pretty gnarly.
I got angry.
Know?
Yeah.
You know, there was a few. You know, hey, don't go there, sister.
You gave me the Nazi stew. You went.
Oh yeah.
No, because he was talking, and this woman was giving me like the next part of the information that I really needed to know about something, and it was right then, and I was like, "Fuck, I gotta
then
listen."
Then you
to
praised
this
the Third Reich,
and
in
I
front
did.
Of both of us.
I did. I
Allison
put my
literally
hand
raised
up.
Her hand Jesus. Up, but not like out. It was like Nazi salute.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. I was.
Cole
I
saw it
about 35 degrees.
About 35 degrees. Here's how it's funny. It's here's how I work. Whereas yours can be a slow anger over the course of many hours just from something as simple as that. Mine is, fuck, that sucks! And then, ugh, okay, huh, that was good. I got
but see,
that out.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm not you.
Okay, basically, what this episode's all about is me refereeing.
Yes!
As Flip and Allison's marriage just takes a time. No.
But no, we're in a good place. This
you're
is just...
I was
this
also going to say...
The exchange is wonderful.
We know how to get through these things.
I would say, if this is the worst fight that we have in our marriage, this
basically,
is a great
yeah,
so just
right.
to recap for the people sitting at the back here, what it's about was the a restaurant booking they had got moved back 2 hours.
And that's it. I went, oh shit. And I didn't realize
that. But it was very important
And you're
to you.
Listening to the deconstruction of that, you poor people.
It was important to you and...
It but also, it's 2 hours later. It's not like it's not happening. It's not like they canceled it. They moved it for
well,
a different
see, again,
day.
That's what I didn't know. I just see you going, oh, what? And I'm
oh,
like,
yeah.
I know, but then you allowed whatever anger goes on within you
I
to come out
my
through
love
that.
He was for you.
He was emphatic for you, wasn't he?
He was very emphatic. He was extra
he
emphatic.
He felt it. He was but, giving you a hug.
But I'll tell you what it really comes down to.
I empathize.
It really doesn't come down to how he felt about how I felt. It more came down to the fact, and this
he's
is a true thing.
He's a closet homosexual.
He does not, besides that. The idea, hello, look at how he looks at Cole. Hello. But the idea, no, but the idea that that if we, plans get changed with Flip, with the last minute, he does not like it. I'll give you another perfect example. We were in Grand Canyon. We had a beautiful trip. And we had an extra full, like, couple of days off after getting back.
Is this going to be the shit on Flip episode?
Yeah,
no,
basically.
No.
I mean, because, you know, she's got a point. Because there's a lot of men in the gay community. They don't like having their plans
they don't
changed.
Understand.
They hate it.
No, all I was
going to
just...
Alone.
All I was going to say, and this is going to be real quick, was just say that I had a wonderful idea of an extra place we could stop off about an hour away from Grand Canyon that we both had never experienced, that we both would really enjoy. And it wasn't so much that he didn't want to do it. It was just so much that he didn't like the fact that that we were changing the plan. The plan was supposed to be driving home, not driving to this other place. But then he ended up going there and loving it. And so here is basically the quote from Bruce Lee.
Oh, sorry.
One of our cats.
Weird.
That was a random
a
cat
weird.
Attack. Did
you? Okay, did she break skin?
No, I'm fine. Are you guys... Has she still got claws?
No, I declawed. Well, I mean, I chipped her claws. I
did
clipped
you?
Them.
Ha ha, fuck you, didn't hurt.
No, they still have them. I feel it's inhumane to take it fully out. But all I was going to say, and this was going to be the full wrap-up of all of this, and I was going to leave it in the dust, we were going to talk all to Cole, was that this is the advice I could give to anybody in regards to just about anything.
Yeah, if you have your restaurant booking me back by 2 hours and you need to like talk about it at this length.
Yes,
this
exactly.
Is, here we go. Boom, drop the bomb.
From Bruce Lee about, this is his quote about water. You must be shapeless, and Flip walks away. This is what's brilliant. I am not going to do this when Flip's not in the room. It's to you, baby. You're the one. It doesn't matter if you know the quote.
We
come
love
sit
him.
Here.
We love that
come
man.
Come here, baby. I
we
love,
love
you.
We love that man.
It doesn't matter. Come here. So you must be shapeless, formless, like water. When you pour water in a cup, it becomes the cup. When you pour water in a bottle, it becomes the bottle. When you pour water in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Water can drip, and it can crash. Become like water, my friend.
Yep, carry cholera.
I understand that. Become like water.
Yep. So the water
go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the last I'll say about
this is
it.
The, after the roast, he gets his defense.
Yes.
All I'll say is, excuse me, I can go with the flow. It's just sometimes I feel I have the right to be a little frustrated when something that I had perceived as being the plan, something I had based my day around, suddenly gets shifted and changed. Maybe not this moment, this would happen to us right now. The only reason I got so upset initially is because you were so upset and I was empathizing with you and I was being your husband. Obviously, I'm fine with it now. But when it comes down to it, I just, like I said, when I have something planned that my whole day is based around and it's suddenly shifted, I think I have right to be a little, you know, what the fuck? That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think we can
maybe
all agree
you don't
with that.
Agree.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of Rainbow Brothers out there who'll be pumping the air right now, agreeing with you. Because, you know,
don't honestly, change plans on me, motherfucker.
He's got to wait an extra 2 hours before he can eat now. And so, like, imagine that. He could die in that time. He could waste away, couldn't he? Or we could keep him alive with sustenance.
So welcome to What's for Dinner Up Flip's Ass.
Is that what we're going to be eating? Is it your ass stuff now? I didn't realize that. No, we love you. That was more advice to all people.
Did you say advice to old people?
Yes, basically. To Flip and the rest of the old people.
It was wonderful to be in between it. When
Cole's older than me, remember that.
Hey, I can hear you.
Oh, sorry.
I love you.
I know. I love you too, and I appreciate what you're doing.
It's going to be actually fine because it's going to be no kids.
I know.
Oh no, what are you admitting on air that you don't like other people's children? Is that what you're saying?
Not when I'm trying to have dinner and watch a show.
You love children.
I do love children.
You know what, for her, the first year we were dating, so it's the year that you turned 27, I took her, I had a surprise birthday party set up for her at Chuck E. Cheese Pizza. And you want to know what? She fit in just fine. She embraced it.
Chuck E. Cheese, let me just get this right, for a foreigner, that's a kind of restaurant that's kind of catering for younger parties,
yes,
and stuff.
Yes, yeah? It's got walking mice and robots that sing birthday,
cool,
happy birthday, and they have ball pits and video games.
Why not?
Yeah. But I set that up for her, and
you actually did.
Oh,
that.
It was great. I had I had the best time. And what was even funner is that what was even more fun was that all of the people that work at my dispensary came to the party too. So what was great is that he had made up some bullshit that we were going to Chuck E. Cheese for something completely different, and we walk in, and I don't know why I thought for one second that we'd be walking to Chuck E. Cheese for some other person's reason on my birthday. But I walk in and.
Sorry, hang on. So it was your first day and your birthday?
No. It was the first birthday. The first year. And our
first
year
first,
of dating.
The first birthday together.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But right. It was almost a full year into us dating.
Exactly. Because we met in February and I'm born in December.
Got it.
So, So the idea that I'm looking through this sea of children and there is just one table of adults that all look, you know, like. Pot smoking adults, you know,
right.
Like it was very funny to see this table of people waiting for me to walk in at Chuck E. Cheese. It was pretty epic.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Nice.
No,
well
Flip's
played.
Awesome.
He does lots of awesome things.
We love Flip.
When
this
Flip
is turning
into been...
the We Love Flip podcast.
Yeah, you better shift this shit up.
You better.
Okay, well,
work.
Enough about me. Yeah. Cole, how are you doing?
Cole Parker!
Hey!
How He's back in the country, and we love him for that.
Baby.
Yeah, the last time we were hanging out with Cole was...
I hung out with him more recently than you did.
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Got him all to myself.
It's no competition. There's nothing
I got him
me
all
around.
To myself.
You can have a slice of Cole anytime you like. A bit of pie.
A Coca-Cola.
Oh, nice.
Jeez.
That's right.
That's where you just snort him.
Fizzy and erosive. That's me.
Fizzy and erosive?
Yeah.
That's nice. Very true. This like Coca-Cola and shit. You've seen those experiments where they put teeth?
This is coming up the other day, yeah. Does it not also clean jewelry, I hear?
It also or something.
Coins and things.
If you leave a metal nail in a glass of Coca-Cola for X amount of time, it will disintegrate.
Yeah, I'd like to know what the time is, though, because anything will disintegrate in time.
It's true.
Sorry. Because metal's metal. I wonder how long that would take. Because I thought if it was that like erosive, I would. They'd be people would be breaking out of prisons with coke.
That's
you know,
true.
If it was that bad, wouldn't they?
That's a funny bit.
Yeah, isn't
it?
I'm
a
genius. You're lucky. You fucking have me here.
Very lucky.
I love
that's
it.
A funny bit though. You should do that.
Okay.
Just pouring Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
at the bottom of the
so
fucking
corrosive,
bars.
Like,
yeah, people say, "Oh, you hear what Coca-Cola can do?" Think, yeah, but you know, to a point, people be breaking out of prison. Yeah, you're right. I could work that in.
So how'd the prisoners escape, Warden? Coke Zero. It was a Coke Zero.
I don't even think it needs a tag.
Would you don't think
tag?
So?
I don't know. Hang on. People breaking out of prisons with it.
That's right.
And no, hang on. You can take it a step further. If it was that corrosive, you can even put it in fucking tins. It's in tins. No. Yeah.
It's in metal. It's in aluminum.
Yeah, exactly.
How corrosive can it be if it's sitting in fucking aluminum?
Yeah, if it's like going to... Yeah. You know.
Is it going to just pop holes one day? Oh, shit, it's been sitting there for 15 years.
Well,
I guess
that's
the mark.
That means aluminum is stronger than tooth enamel?
It would just burst. You wouldn't be able to fucking hold it. If you can eat through metal, what's it going to do with your fingers? No, there's somebody's been talking up these things, I think, somewhere. We should investigate this.
Somebody said that you can also take Coca-Cola and wash down crime scenes.
Well, you never know.
Like, it takes blood off the highway or something. They just splash Coke. Somebody, I don't know.
I don't know if that's... I can really separate...
Well, then how would that work if you put it in your system and Coke gets mixed in with your blood? Technically, your blood would get washed away and replaced with Coke.
What, you mean it would regenerate inside your
body? Well, yeah, if Coke washes away blood.
Have you ever seen a person that drinks Coke
every day of
their life?
Or maybe they're saying it's just cleans. It's a good cleaner. But still, it's...
Yeah.
That's why I don't drink soda anymore. It's just I've not drunk soda in years.
He's lost a lot of
weight. Do you want
some
soda? I have some soda.
Do you
want
to watch Cat Dancers?
Here we go. Inside joke that not one person knows here.
No,
no, not even me. I don't know why I laughed.
I'm like, wow. Either he gets it or he's a good supporter.
I think it was going back to your empathy thing earlier on when you got annoyed because the woman you love got annoyed and you shared that with her. That's what happened just then. I think I saw you guys enjoying a moment and recognizing it immediately and laughing along, feeling the goodwill.
This is a
very universal kind of house. Oh, by the way, I mean we're not going to bring this up again, right? I mean, and overall, you know, you're in the right, but just as a little bit of arguing advice for you, Alison, right? Don't immediately kick off the first thing being like something kind of spiritual and universal because it freaks us the fuck out. Yeah. Someone's going to say, maybe direct to ours. Oh, no, but the universe is just flying at a different rate. And it's, you know, every time that comes out for the first hit, it's going to make me spin my head and have to rethink. You're staring at me now like I should shut the fuck up.
No. I'm listening. I almost said I'm eating my celery.
I can't remember what you said. I wish you can remember it. Do you remember? Your first
about time doesn't exist.
Yes.
Time does not exist.
It doesn't exist. That was it.
Time doesn't exist. It's only because we've all agreed upon it that time exists.
Yeah, but you know, things are happening. We're here.
Exactly.
Yeah, whether you call it time or something.
But there is.
Whether you put a different name on it, it's still, you know.
I mean, there's an it's not the time the way that we think it's time. Time doesn't exist the way that we think it is. It's actually simultaneously happening at the same moment of other possibilities.
It's like, an incredible concept, yeah.
This moment right now has only been determined to be this moment because of the things that happened prior to this moment. Oh, here. Hold on. I'm like eating in front of our guest, and then I'm just like waving it in front of him. And it's so far away. Anywho.
Oh,
I'm
here
just
we
like
go.
Chewing celery into
what
the thing.
What are you up to over there, Flipper? So anyway, this episode is basically...
No, you were talking about like time not existing and things.
Yeah. Well,
how can I sell so many watches then?
There you go. That's a bit.
Another bit. Hang on. Listen to this. I want to have a little showdown with you, Alison.
Let's do it.
I want you to choose a carrot.
Okay.
Please choose a carrot or celery.
Okay.
Remember, this is the valley. Anything could happen. Oh, he's bringing in Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Exactly. Well, you're talking about time. I thought we'd get a little trippy.
Yeah.
What are you
track
playing?
Track 3. Time. Well,
I can't hear it, though. I can't hear anything.
These
are so low. Like, the last few times we've been doing
time,
this, I haven't been able to hear
off
anything.
With the
I know. I put on... Oh, here's time.
Okay. All right, here we go. Sorry, I've been losing the thread here. Right.
Can you not hear it, Alison?
I can't hear anything.
I want a crunch. I've got a strong urge to create
a
sound effect
crunch.
Yeah. Isn't that
delicious?
So what else about time?
Let him do his crunch. We're having a crunch war.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's no. Leave it on. It was quite a nice little backdrop to it, actually.
It was.
You ready?
That's a carrot.
It's a good crunch.
That's pretty good. That's a good one. Okay, I haven't tried carrot yet. Let's try carrot.
This is, by the way, the most useless podcast ever.
No, it's not.
We've reduced into crunch between carrot and celery.
Right. This is important stuff that people want to know. How good would my crunch sound if I did it down the microphone?
Okay, hold on.
Celery is the master cruncher.
Listen, people get paid so much money for this shit. It's ridiculous. Think about it. Any sound you could ever possibly need for any movie, any play, anything on the radio, they have to have examples of any...
Any moment.
Yeah, people make loads by having particularly good. I mean, who's the guy that just says "Let's get ready to rumble" and gets paid $1 million for saying those "Let's get ready to"? Is that four words?
Don Knotts.
Five words. I have not even thought about it enough. Don Knotts.
It's not Don Knotts.
So it's Don Knotts.
Think about it.
Let's get ready to rumble. That's not Don Knotts.
Yeah,
five
is.
Words. Why couldn't I count to five?
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, exactly. So, but people get lesser amounts, but also still. Substantial amounts.
You're right.
For creating sound effects. And as we are in Tinseltown, where everyone's trying to like... Basically, for those people who don't know this part of the world, what happens here is it's a hub of desperation, really. People come from all over the world to try and make it. And so while they're trying to make it and get noticed, they obviously attend auditions like crazy to try and just get any kind of booking just to make money to exist here while the big thing they really want to do comes in. Every way
to survive, essentially.
Yeah. Every waiter is an actor. Everyone's got a script. And so, it's, you know, everybody has to be resourceful. And so if we can move into vegetable crunching to make money.
I think we should all move into vegetable crunching. I think that I had a pretty good celery crunch, I'd like to believe.
I want to see Flip ever go with a cauliflower. I've never seen him with cauliflower in his mouth.
Okay, actually, you know what? Let's play a game. Let's play a game.
I just burped directly into. I'm so sorry.
I didn't even hear
now
it.
Now I'm terrible. Starting to feel sorry for the listeners. Now
we're gonna play a game. Okay. Yeah. Allison, you take out a veggie, but wait. Cole, you shut your eyes.
Oh wow! I know what you're doing.
Shut your eyes.
Crazy fool.
Shut your eyes.
All right.
Okay. And now Allison,
can I kick my pants on?
Do I have to crunch the vegetable? Yes, to wait. Guess what vegetable?
Exactly, because it's a little. Hold on, it's a little game called Name that
vegetable crunch.
Ben.
Okay, so Cole, has your eyes shut. Mm-hmm. Now listen.
Yeah. Oh my God! Can we have a drum roll for this? Can we have an effect? Right, I'm guessing somebody chewing
vegetable. I'm making the noise.
I've reached a new low in my career. I feel that something's drastically gone wrong in my life. That I'm sitting on a couch, and the thing is, I started this. This is my fault. That's the fucking thing. My creativity needs a kick.
I'm picking the thing. All right. And I'm making the sound.
This is happening, ready? Folks. Now, yes, can you do this at home as well? People listening, give yourself a point.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah, maybe I need to have my cans turned up for that. That sounded very soft. I'm almost tempted immediately, was that a tomato?
Well, there are one of five choices. There's either cauliflower, there's celery.
Muting me! Stop muting things!
You muted him when he was saying things constantly, and then...
I'm trying to give the effect that you're...
But do you realize that you cut out half the stuff he said, bro?
Half the stuff?
He was in the middle of talking, you're like... Blah, blah,
blah. This is why couples shouldn't be on each other's podcast.
Exactly. This is why people on podcasts shouldn't also be running the board.
Well, hilarious. Well, there's only five choices.
What are the five choices, honey?
There's broccoli, cauliflower, celery, carrots, and tomatoes.
Tomatoes don't crunch.
Okay, can I have that? Can I have that again, please?
Okay. I'm going to mute Cole and myself just so you can only hear Allison. You ready? So what do you think, Cole?
First of all, let me just say that it sounds like you're really enjoying that. That's why, and this is how this conversation started earlier before we started on your wonderful show, by the way, Flip, which is a pleasure to be on. Thank you very much. It's party time.
That's what we do
it's
here.
It's vegetable time.
That's what the dip is.
Family meltdown.
We're actually having family meltdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you changed vegetable there, and it sounded like you were really enjoying it. This is why I think you should sell your sounds, is what I'm trying to say.
What vegetable do you think she was enjoying?
She changed it. It wasn't the one she did before.
No, it was the same one.
Same was
one?
It really?
It's all the same ones, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think I might have just picked...
Maybe a bigger one.
Oh.
Or had more fun with the crunch.
Think that was possibly... I'm going to go with broccoli.
He wins! It was broccoli!
Look at me.
That's because nobody wants to eat cauliflower. No.
You win!
Win for that.
Stop. What
do I win? Hang on. Hang on. I win. I picked. It was
you,
me.
That's what I said. You
it was
win.
4-1.
Did I say she wins or you win?
I don't know.
I
won a prize.
Let's just
what
pack
do I
a
get?
Bowl.
I've come all this way to do your
I'm
show.
I'm packing
you
a bowl.
You get a piece of celery.
I'm packing a bowl.
Really?
And you get a bowl.
Oh my good God. Okay. It's not a waste of
I'm going to smoke a bowl with you.
Incidentally, I'm the only one not smoking. Which is why I remember.
No, I'm not smoking either because it's illegal. And I don't have a medical marijuana card. I wouldn't abuse.
That's true,
country.
Honey. Don't serve him.
No.
He totally has a medical marijuana card. He's just lying on air.
What the fuck?
No,
he's really. He's really American. You're actually from the deep south, isn't that right?
That's right, Demore.
That's right.
Is that what you think people from the south sound like?
That's what some of them sound like.
Or is that just like
that is what the people from the south sound like? They sound exactly like that. Get the hell out of here, boy.
Is that what people in the UK think? Like, what is the overall impression of the American people
in
the UK?
I haven't asked all of them. I don't know. For a long
but
time.
I mean, like, but it's the same, like, in America. If you go to, like, if you ask a comedian, like, you
I
know.
I think we like you a bit more now. That sounded terrible. Do you know what? It did annoy me for a while. In fact, before I came over here, I've defended America, actually, in the Hypocrisy of Comics and the Alternative Circuit in the UK, who would, like, expunge this completely non-racist viewpoint. You know, you don't really have racism on stage in the UK anymore at all. And if you do, it's like it'd be something kind of clever and clearly ironic, you know, that's kind of said, put in a character's mouth, for example. But for a while, it seemed like, despite that, it was fine just to be so openly rude about America and Americans, and to criticize that, you know, their. I think it's mainly education. Education and weight were like, you know, the two soft targets
they
go for. Yeah. Yeah, you know, the sort of lack of travel and that kind of thing. But it's only when I got over here and saw, you know, America's comedy scene that I found that the racism over here on the stage is, you know, pretty common. You know, there's a lot of, you know,
as far as like making racist jokes or being a racist stereotype.
There'll be loads of sort of like, I don't even know if you can call it racism, really. It's not really racism, it's just kind of like racial profiling more than anything else, isn't it? You know, like there's a lot of, you know, regular Mexican references I hear all the time comics make about Mexicans.
Out here, yeah.
Yeah. Not really the black thing so much for a while, but every now and then you do hear a comic that tries to be really trying to be avant-garde or push the button or genuinely made like an actual clever comment. But yeah, no, thank you. I just told you I don't have a card. Yeah, anyway, sorry. I don't know. I kind of got lost on track there. But anyway, here's a carrot for you, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a great carrot.
It's a great carrot.
I enjoy carrot sounds.
Hang on. There was a point to this. Anyway, yeah, I defended American people. Like, it was just on stage. Comedians would just be quite rude. Just fat and stupid was generally the fucking soft playground type attack. Also, a bit warmongery when George Bush got involved.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Well, when George Bush got involved. Yeah.
Everybody was angry.
Yeah. We were making fun of ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. But I think beyond that, you know, you guys have come back. But it's really strange. I mean, obviously, you know, I say this before. I love America so much. I left my own country to live in yours. But it's interesting, you know, when there are, like, problems, there are, like, social issues, you kind of feel like people don't want to fucking hear it. People do not want to hear the problems.
That's true.
Huh. Yeah.
Sorry, that was a rant, wasn't it?
No, it was there.
Like, you mentioned the gun thing, sorry.
We're going to take a little break just for a second. You won't even notice listening at home. It's going to sound seamless.
Well, then why'd you even tell?
Yeah, exactly. Why say it?
Because I'm telling you guys. So, hold your water.
Oh, God.
We'll be back in 1 second.
I'm going to keep crunching.
And we're back.
Did you know that it takes more calories to eat celery than there are in celery?
I knew that, yes.
Now, let's explore that.
Expand your mind the same way the time thing that doesn't exist?
No, we were just talking about celery. We were enjoying celery during break.
Your cats are so moody, sorry. Your cats just attack your guests at randomly. You
start
staring them in a predatorial way. And then actually go for them for no reason.
I'm going to get you.
Yeah, go on.
Why do cats hate water so much?
Because when they get wet, you can see how small they are, really.
It's true.
Yeah.
So it's a penile thing?
Possibly, yeah.
Penile?
It's a kind of...
Well, like if
they realize
size, the size thing, are they self-conscious? Like
I bet
sometimes
they are. I bet
some other guys are about their size of their member.
I think it's because they technically don't need to be washed all that much because they wash themselves. And it's part of like the natural process for them to lick themselves that is their washing. So they don't.
They've got lovely little rough tongues, haven't they?
They do. Yeah. Little babies. But yeah, so
probably
since
like
that
getting
happens.
A blowjob with a sandpaper.
They'd have to move quicker, I think, for it to be achievable for your finish.
Touche. Uh-huh.
But who knows? Because I've seen cats swim. Like my cats, I used to have to bathe them. Because they were babies when I...
But they hated it, didn't they?
When they were really young, they didn't hate it because I'd gotten them used to it. When they were really young, I'd found them on a golf course when they were 2 days old. So I like, bottle fed them and I, like, had to, like, make them go to the bathroom. It was crazy. But I had to bathe them. They couldn't bathe themselves and they didn't have a mother to lick them. So I had to, like... I did this like little bathing process.
But, hang on, but you didn't like lick some cats you found, though, did you?
No. Not those cats, at least.
Oh, baby!
But you
was that a reference?
Cats?
Well, I did have that one lesbian relationship. Hello, no, I'm kidding. I didn't have any. I know. I wanted to be. I wanted to do my best.
Can we return to your? can we return to your?
Celery.
Your celery.
Yes.
Declaration. So let's just hear that again. It's quite a common thing. I know I've heard it before, but let's look at that and break that down.
I wasn't in the room for the whole celery debate. So I'm
we put
I
it on
hold.
I want
to hear what this brilliant content for this show is going to be about celery.
Celery is the magical vegetable. It has less calories in each piece than it would take you to physically eat it. You would burn more calories
now, you see,
eating it.
Now, you see, that to me is another Coca-Cola can dissolve a screw. And I'll tell you why, because I've heard that before, but I think there's some kind of like digestive process of time, which means when the nutrients that are released in it, there must be some benefit. Because if that was true, you could starve to death if you ate too much celery. That couldn't happen, surely. I mean, you could die from lack of nutrients, but for God's sake.
But it's made up of a lot of water.
That means you could kill somebody if you force-fed them nothing but celery.
Technically, yes.
But they also it has so much water in it.
But couldn't you do that with anything? If you fed somebody just that one thing and loads of it.
Yeah, but it would either be, with celery, probably death by malnutrition, whereas the other way, it could be death by overeating.
Okay.
So, I mean, technically, you're right. You could overfeed somebody anything, and they'll eventually die.
Yeah.
You know.
But that's what I mean. So, in that case, is it not unremarkable? Because, you know.
But celery's good as, like, a diet thing. It's like, hey, if you wanted a little bit of something for that crunch... Okay, if you just don't touch her, she'll probably won't do anything to you.
Sorry, the cat just jumped up on Cole.
And yeah.
I don't know why we have these evil cats. Come here, baby. Come here, lammy. You're my precious baby lamb. Come here.
But I remember seeing like a new special, where some woman who was anorexic, she ate nothing but celery with like, I think, peanut butter.
Oh, God.
And she even hated eating that. And she was like
emaciated.
Thank you, emaciated. So she was well on her way to, I'm not even sure if she's alive, but well on her way to dying from lack of...
Well, because you don't get enough nutrients. I mean, you do get some nutrients from celery,
right.
But you don't
get... Celery is essentially just water. It's water with some other basic...
It's just a plant.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just eating a stalk of like a flower, of like a fucking flower. It's just a huge
stalk. It's another one of those, you know, sort of, like a, it's almost like a kind of man in the pub phrase. I don't know if you've ever been in a British pub, but like, you know, it's just kind of like random... line of bullshit
knowledge.
That you can hear, like, you know, someone will say, did you know you can cut glass with scissors if you do it underwater? And you say that to somebody who isn't that bright and go, really? Yeah, yeah. And yeah, you hear that quite
a lot. Is that true?
And then they pass it
Yeah,
along.
You can do that, yeah.
Can you really?
Yeah, or somebody...
Honey, get me a glass and run the bathtub.
Oh, mate, it's great. I had somebody once in a pub declaring that he invented soup.
He's like, one day I just had all this shit sitting in water,
one
and I tried it.
Yeah. 1,200 years ago.
I left the fucking celery on for way too long.
I traveled back in time and taught the natives how to make soup.
That wasn't too bad. I mean, the characters are easier than the act. We discussed this earlier on about if you're trying to do a different accent from a different country, characterizing is often the way to really sort of...
The easiest way to do it,
Yeah, as opposed to just trying to do the accent if you're struggling, which you might not be. This being LA.
Of course.
What sort of auditions do you guys go on, and what sort of things do you hear and see?
I'll generally go on the auditions that don't exist.
I don't go on auditions. Yeah. I have to. I should. But I haven't in a long time.
Yeah, I have an agent, and they've sent me, I think, on two. But I just recently got new headshots, so hopefully
but
this pilot...
But you gig a lot, though.
I gig a lot, yeah.
Flip is superb. You've never seen Flip. Of course you've seen Flip. That's why you're listening. But Flip, if you know someone that doesn't know Flip, you've got to tell them about Flip. Because
Flip is funny.com.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
We love Flip.
Let's get our cocks out.
Why, now you really want to laugh?
Yeah.
Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da. Bam. Me and him all day. All day are on that.
This is great. This is very cool. So a lot of your shows like this, you just kind of, it's quite laid back and friendly. We just pull out the vegetables and
stream of consciousness.
It's very nice, man. Oh, Christmas, of course, is around the corner. Now, you guys are both practitioners of the Judaism.
We're not practitioners. We are born of the ilk.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, like, we're very, like, we have the, like, Allison is the one who put up all the Christmas shit because she grew up with it. I didn't. But
oh,
we
really?
Both,
you didn't
we
have
don't,
Christmas as a kid?
No, because I'm Jewish and I was raised on a religious end of it, whereas my parents saw Christmas as, like, it's as Jesus' birthday as opposed to a celebrational, celebrational time of the holiday, which is how Allison sees it and how I see it. So that's, we have the Christmas tree. Notice there's not one cross or Jesus picture on there. It's just a festive decoration.
Yeah, we never really went in for the religion at Christmas.
Yeah.
My parents
couldn't separate it.
It was a pagan festival.
It is a pagan festival.
Yeah, it was the feast of St. Stephen.
Right.
You know, and you bring your tree inside and you light it because freaking it's dark earlier.
It's fucking freezing. They're burning a tree in their house. Things aren't good.
Things
That's why they get together and they share food.
Exactly.
It's like it's winter and it's like the hardest time of year to get food, find food. You've got to have store it and work out to preserve it. And it's, you know, it's a long time ago we're talking about here. Remember history. Come on.
Yep.
Yes.
No, but the idea that you got to, you crank out the food and it's after harvest time. So you have a lot of these things like pumpkins and whatnot. So you've got
whatever
all that.
You got.
That's all, yeah. You just throw it all together. Whenever that's why everything's in casseroles and everything. They're like, just throw it together
very
and throw
altruistic.
Cheese on it.
Very altruistic and no religion in it at all. It was just like, you know, it's the hardest time of year. Right? Everyone get together. What have you got? Put it in. Right, we'll split it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody was like, you know what? This Jesus kid that got born in May, we should just tell everybody he got born in December.
Well,
that way he...
That works well for our gift idea, too.
No, and also, you know, we could just lump it all together. We could just say, hey, he was born then, and then we just praise him. And while you're dark and in your corner, you're just going to...
We've
opened up another door.
They've, basically, the Christianity, just historically speaking, it swept through Europe, and it demonized paganism. It cleared out the old. And it seemed to be like a fashionable thing to do. And so people just kind of, you know, got into the new way. And
it's like the new pair of Guess jeans. Like, you wouldn't be caught dead in those other jeans. Okay.
Where the hell did that come from?
It works.
It's the same. Yeah, totally. It's like you're out with the old and in with the new.
Yeah.
Like, Christianity is what's all about. Like, WWJD, hello.
Actually, that's a good representation because, you know, Christianity has brought a lot of new. You know, bad history, shall we say. There's a few things that might have
just
might
a
have happened.
Bit.
The show to be slightly corrupt when Henry VIII decided, you know, you can buy yourself out of marriage if you want. You can buy off God, if you like. He invented divorce.
Well, he was Henry VIII, he was.
Henry VIII.
He got married to the lady next door. She was married seven times before. Da, 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 da. I don't know how to
express
the words.
Oh, it's
and
lovely.
Everyone was an Henry.
Oh, yeah, Alison's been doing some songs lately, haven't you?
I have.
Tell us about those.
Well,
we talked about
it because actually...
And by the way, I'd also, just while we're on the topic real quick, very happy belated Christmas because this is going up the week after Christmas. Hope you had a wonderful... And tonight actually is New Year's Eve. So if you're listening to this, hope you have a great New Year's tonight.
Oh my God, you're our New Year's guest.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
We're bringing in 2014 with Cole.
So, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I don't know. Stay alive.
Be alive.
That's the plan.
For another year.
Stay
that's the resolution. So this last year you didn't stay alive?
It was touch and go. It was, yeah.
What would you rate your 2013 on scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Yeah, but you see, that's, I don't know really, because I could sit here and moan and say something, like give a really low number, then not think about someone who might have had, you know, a treble amputee victim in somewhere like Angola who's having
a
really
shit
day.
We can't compare ourselves to the rest of the world. No offense to the rest of the world.
But fuck you.
We're
American
now. But I'm
talking about... I'm exactly the same, man. I think like an American now. Since I've been here, I couldn't give a shit about anywhere else, man. I'm totally absorbed
in it. No, it's not that we can't give
it... I am into it, man. You've seduced me.
I think it's America.
Care about ourselves.
No, it's not that we don't give a shit about other people. It's just that we're...
distracted.
We're distracted. We're wrapped up in our own bullshit sometimes we forget.
Yeah.
Not that we don't care. We just sometimes forget because we're wrapped up in our own shit. Which is not an excuse. It's just unfortunately
it just
the truth.
You remain uninformed because I am. I'm totally uninformed over here. But also, not only am I uninformed, I don't feel any desire to be informed. I don't seek out news. I don't like go and try and track things down. I don't, you know, is that... I've never done like that. It's kind of like, it's really kind of freeing experience in one respect, but also you kind of think, you're kind of ignoring this huge tidal wave of shit that might be hurtling towards you.
So back home, you're more aware of world news than over here?
You get a lot of it all the time, yeah.
Was that because it's just the society over there is more, that's more of the norm?
They talk
it's
about
probably
it.
Just the, it's probably just their own way of control. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, you are very, very aware of what goes on. It means you can form opinions. They can change opinions. They use it as a tool sometimes. But the fact there's a lot of it means there's a lot of information to study. You can't, you know, you're pretty well informed everywhere you go.
In the UK?
Yeah, it's like a kind of like, the world's like a kind of soap opera, you know, like Silvio Berlusconi of Italy. Like, who's he fucking this week? Which African country is having a fucking 10-year... territorial argument this week. You know what I mean? Like, it's a soap opera. Like, people play their roles.
Right.
And it's like, I don't know. We don't get it here.
But over here, we're just too wrapped up in Dance Moms and Pawn Stars.
Isn't it ridiculous?
No,
Duck
I'm into
Dynasty.
It. I haven't seen it, but I've heard the rumors.
The Duck Dynasty.
Is this, there's been I something mean, about some...
Everything has got to be like, let's, you know, let's just show off people that have money that are people that we think that we should emulate. But, I mean, look, you know what? I'm not going to hate on Duck Dynasty because apparently they invented something, you know, to go kill animals with. They invented something, and they make a lot of money from it, and now they're in, like, you know, they're in a pretty good place money-wise to be able to...
For any of my Brit friends who might be listening to this, can you, for someone who hasn't seen it maybe, just...
Duck Dynasty, and I had not even watched one episode, so I could be off, but apparently is a...
Duck Dynasty... I've seen an episode or two.
Okay.
It's basically... Well, you were going to say it, do it as an uninformed guess. Duck Dynasty is basically a reality show about this southern family. I believe they live in either... I think Tennessee or Kentucky or something. I think. And but basically, they're the southern family who invented like a duck call. Like a really good duck call. Became the best-selling duck call ever. So they're incredibly rich on the royalties, but they still live like backwood rednecks. They have big beards and everything, and it's basically reality trash TV, but it's apparently the number one reality show in the world.
Because people, I think, like to watch... people like to watch money. People like to watch people with money.
No. I think people like to watch train wrecks. People like to watch...
But both. Then you're talking about the Kardashians is watching money. You're just watching money walk around for like...
Yeah, but I was talking about Duck Dynasty.
Well, but what I'm saying is that this is now money from nothing. So people are now watching money from nothing. It's the same thing of like
Honey Boo
Boo. And
they still get their chicks for free.
Mm-hmm. That was not the right
Dire
response.
Straits.
Yes.
Dire Straits.
No, you're right. This for some reason, I don't know why. Like, I've never seen a Kardashian episode. If it happens to be on when I'm in a room, I immediately zone it out or I walk out. Because to me, it makes no sense. Like, why are you watching rich people with their rich problems?
Because some people like watching
no
rich
sense
people.
To me.
It's weird.
No fucking sense.
But it's wallpaper. Is all it is.
But it's
this aspirational wallpaper, which, you know, you can just as you say, zone it out, choose to ignore it. Because
yeah,
you
but
can't,
there
you
are
can't.
People who watch it. Which
yeah,
is
I know, but
I
there's no getting away from it. Not going to stop making it. We're stuck with it. It's shit. It's horrible, but they're doing it.
Because people like to watch things that are, you know what,
it's
I think
it's voyeuristic. It's like, oh, this is what it's like to be rich.
Aspirational.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's
celebrity
also,
condensed.
What's that?
Celebrity condensed, basically.
Well, it's celebrity prepackaged. It's homogenized.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian got famous for putting out a porn. Let's not forget, she's a slut. That's how all this notoriety came
about. The world
loves
sluts, so that's the thing. That's the problem.
But they're connected to somebody who's famous. They're connected to Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner is famous.
Bruce
so
Jenner
then all of a sudden now they have this little
famous,
dynasty of their little thing.
Before the show, Bruce Jenner was famous to only those who remembered him from the 70s and his various... really.
It's true, though.
But
what they're showing is the young culture of the young...
If they would have a reality show called Bruce Jenner and Family, I don't think it would be that famous or
popular.
Oh, no,
of course.
Popular.
But what I'm saying is that they went, holy shit, this girl has got two other sisters. This girl in this porn, she has two
other
sisters.
Yeah, but look at the other sisters, though.
Be honest. One of them is one of... I mean, one of them. I'm not going to name which one. One of them is much cuter than the other. But anyway, the idea that the three of them... are somewhat good looking, and that the idea that the mother is it just looks like an older version of them, then has other
Let's
two
talk
fucking
about the
Adams
dads.
Family.
Now, they married like it's the father is someone who they married, like I don't know, he'd already grown up in another family or something, or I'm not sure. Was there some kind of change in the family?
The stepfather
is Bruce Jenner, who was a 70s like, Olympian.
Yeah,
that's right.
And before that, their original father was one of the lawyers on OJ's dream team.
Okay. Oh, interesting. But the idea that they've been Hollywood socialites for a long time, and Bruce Jenner's children and everything. So now it was like the idea of the Hills, when the Hills came along. It was, let me see what the Hollywood socialites are doing. And now it's like, oh, well, now it's not even just socialites. Now it's a socialite family. Let's watch this family and their shit. Like, I can see why I wouldn't. I don't like to watch it, but I could see why people are intrigued by it.
Yeah.
Hollywood families. Yep.
I don't
start. It was started with Ozzy, and Ozzy had the best one. Ozzy's family, and going to get to see the inside of the family.
Yeah, but okay, the difference with that is Ozzy is a rock. I'll say a rock god. I've never been a huge Black Sabbath fan or Ozzy fan, but you can't deny his royalty,
legendary,
legend, and everything. And he lives a very eccentric life. and you know, his whatever he.
But that's
his voice is
all
effective with so much cocaine as well. I mean, he's a walking spectacle, isn't he? With the, you know, and also
the whole show is kind of sad if you look back at it. Like, I watched some special on it, and the what was the daughter's name?
Oh my God, oh. Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah. She was saying like it was, you know, people thought it was hilarious, but that's my dad having, like, you know, going through alcohol withdrawal or being trashed out of his mind, and just it was very sad for us and hard to watch. She said there were some moments of the show that couldn't even air because it was just too real. Mm. So it's interesting to look back at it and really appreciate what it was.
Yeah, yeah. And it was the start of all of them. And then,
but again,
all of a
but I'm
sudden
sorry,
now...
it goes back to my original point, which is Ozzy was famous, and to get that kind of reality show and look in their lives was almost deserved.
But these kids were already famous, having a famous father
for putting out a porn.
No, but also
that's how she got the notoriety.
He, out of everybody, hates the Kardashians more than you could tell at the seethingness.
I'm sorry.
All
I usually hate using that word. I dislike using that word, but it just annoys me that people are getting money, notoriety, exposure for nothing more than being a spectacle.
But no, but they're
no
rich. They're already. But they're socially.
That's not a talent.
Yes. I understand that. But Paris Hilton and all of them.
I'm saying she's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, she was born into
rich
money.
Bitch,
yeah.
Put out a porn.
But that is how all of these people become. They hand them to us. The media goes, here you go. This is what you have to emulate now. This is what you have to look at. This is the spectacle that we're giving you to watch.
I say
Ozzy is over. Hulk Hogan is over. All those shows are over. Here's the newest thing we want for you to have. It's the Spawn of the Hills. It's the Spawn of the fucking. It's the Kardashians, the Hiltons. It's all of that.
The list is nonstop now. They do about. They made them about parking. Parking enforcers.
Meter, yeah.
Yeah. People that work in scrapyards.
Well,
yards,
I mean, that's a whole other. Just talking about subject matter for reality TV shows, ridiculous too. You're absolutely right.
But following these families.
But these
around.
Again, all I'm saying is, you're absolutely right too. They put it out there, and when I say we, I mean the editorial we, watch it. It's our fault, not mine and personally, because I don't support it, but us as in the country support. You're absolutely right.
Exactly.
But it doesn't forgive the fact that they're still putting it out
but
there.
But your hate will not change it. You need to realize that by giving
love to
us...
I will vehemently stand by my opinion and voice it whenever the subject comes up.
I understand, but anything that you fight against is now just becoming something that's going to include itself in your life much more. You must realize that that's a very... And what we talked about before with quantum physics and stuff. You might dislike
it. Hang on a second. Remember, we had this chat. Don't tell me that time doesn't exist.
No,
this whole thing's about this thing's been moved back by 2 hours. So remember, time clearly does exist at some point.
No, it's not about time to exist. It's about putting out. You have such a dislike, and whenever we've talked about in the past the Honey Boo Boo situation or any of these other things,
are you trying to blow the microphone?
Yeah, I am. It's just a bit of fun.
Deep throating the mic. Uh-huh.
I've never done it before. It's probably the wrong thing to do. So we're gonna be quite rude because a lot of people got to talk. Sorry.
I live alone and I deep throat mics on my off time.
What were you saying, honey?
No, all I was saying is that it's important not to put out. Like, for instance, I didn't like Bush. I don't like politics. I don't like our people that run our country. I think that they're – and it's not even the people that run the country. It's the bigger businesses. But me hating them and putting out the hate is not going to make them go away. In turn, it's actually going to make them be in my life much more and much longer. Now, if you choose to hate these people so much, then this is going to be a thought that's going to envelop your mind every time you hear about them. And it is.
Yeah, but it's not – it's an opinion. It's my opinion, and I'm passionate about my opinion, but
they are difficult to lie.
But no, why should I change? Like, there is nothing that will ever happen short of Kim Kardashian coming up with a cure for cancer or AIDS that will ever make me want to watch that show.
I never said you have to.
So why can't why?
Because this is something that you're passionately yelling about.
I'm stating my opinion. If somebody was here right now and they love the show and they're defending it, I won't agree with them, but I'll respect their right to like it, and I won't shit on them for liking it. I might make a couple of jokes, but
I think it goes back to what Alison said about, you know, if the fact it's just being shown, I mean, people will be seduced. It's money walking around. It's just it's kind of, you can put televisions and screens in bus shelters, really. You just keep people just kind of hypnotically, whatever they put out there, you will follow, and I think that's a template for any country.
Yeah.
So, and if the general, as Flip said as well, if general public's fault because they keep watching it, they keep making it. It's self-perpetuating.
Yes, it's a vicious cycle.
But the more that you hate it, the more you're going to notice it, and the more it's going to infuriate you.
It is shit, though, to be fair, Alison.
Oh, no, I don't like it. I've never even... I couldn't tell you one episode. I only know the names of the three daughters, and, like, that's it.
Have you noticed, though, this is the weird thing, though, it does bring you in, because already I don't watch it, I don't know it, but I do know that Kanye West, and I'm going to put this out there, he's not the right man for her. Clearly.
You think?
I don't think that's a good pairing. I mean, obviously, it's, you know, I assume it's probably done for a business.
Oh, it's not going to last.
Yeah.
But. It's not going to last.
But they do have a baby.
She's not capable of real love.
Oh, really? Oh, so yeah. There's hope.
No, they have a baby.
Okay.
Named North. The kid's name is Northwest.
Jesus Christ, he's going to have to learn how to fight, isn't he? North.
No, he's going to have bodyguards for the rest of his life.
Of course.
He's going to be...
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to make predictions about their child.
No, he's probably going to be a wonderful human being. But challenging upbringing. That's an interesting topic to think about. What will be the impact of being a child of one of these celebrity couples? Of just, you know...
We should gather them all up one day, like Apple and...
Lourdes and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Get them all together and say,
Apple,
how you doing?
Surrey.
Surrey.
Is that Tom Cruise?
The Pitt kids. All the Jolie Pitt kids.
Yeah.
Well, see,
I think
they'll be okay because if you notice, they keep them pretty, I don't want to say sheltered, but out of the public eye.
That's not true.
No, I mean,
you must not be looking at tabloids.
No, you see pictures, but I'm saying, like, do you ever see interviews with the kids? Do you ever see the kids, like, the mom and dad talking about the kids outside of, oh, we love being parents, and yeah, we have a good Christmas. They don't use their kids in an exploitive way. As a matter of fact, they're usually more protective about the kids, not to the Michael Jackson extreme, but they keep the kids out of their professional life. They never use the kids that help self-promote, whereas the Kardashians and, Michael Jackson, to a weird extent, you know, use their kids for self-promotion. Baby.
Or just, I just don't think he was, you know, very kind of adapted for that role.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I don't think, you know, given what he went through in his upbringing and his position in life, I don't know if emotionally he would be able to be a very effective instant father. I don't know what is...
Well...
I don't know exactly, you know, but it's just...
I mean, to be honest...
It didn't look good.
Well, that's the weird thing. It didn't look good to us, but, like, since he died, there's been more personal things coming out about him as a father. I saw, like... Yeah, I go online and I look at, like,
must
some
must have had a very
crap,
challenging life.
What's that?
He must have had a very challenging life. I mean, when he was just, you know, in single figures and he was on the road, the stories was that Tito and some of the other brothers were bringing girls home and, you know, fucking them in the hotel room while he's there. And, you know, his father was supposed to be quite a difficult taskmaster. I mean, he was clearly a genius, but clearly a troubled genius. But there is some kind of stigma in this country if he's seen to be talked to in any kind of negative sense, people freak out, which is amazing considering...
About Michael Jackson?
Yeah, which is amazing considering, you know, the allegations, which sadly did look like there was a bit of smoke there, to be fair.
Oh, well, he admitted sleeping in beds with children.
And giving them alcohol in tins of... pop,
right?
Soda,
right?
I'm calling it Jesus juice, which
doesn't look good. Yeah, doesn't look good. I mean, but again, it's like us looking in. It's us prejudging. And again, I'm not saying he wasn't eccentric.
Yeah.
But like, if you see interviews with his kids, like the daughter especially, it's just, you know, he's like, he was the best dad. He was the best dad, and I'm sure there was some. There was definitely purity to his love for his own children. But
let's
But I also think he was the way he was. I hate using the word "using," but using them for his own self-promotion. Like again, you saw him with the kids, but the kids had the masks over their face, so the media was always talking about it. You know,
he had some troubled times towards the end. He had to go over to the Middle East, and he was being funded by one of the Saudi royal family for about 2 years.
I remember hearing that too.
Yeah,
yeah, and he. No, I mean, I felt bad for the guy too. He had a childhood that was robbed from him, you know, and he was constantly in a state of arrested development.
Yeah,
and ran out
of money as well.
Right, yeah,
which is amazing considering, like, you know, he had astronomical, mind-blowing amounts of money.
Yeah,
even like owned the rights to the Beatles,
and still was in debt.
Yeah,
it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, well, the Saudi prince apparently sorted him out, gave him some money.
Really?
Yeah, which I don't know if he repaid it, and then some bad karma started hitting him. Who knows what happened? It's a mystery. The universe is a dark and exciting place. Very intricate. By the way, this has been a great episode, during which Alison has now got up, and earlier on, you missed the break when Flip went for a shit. So, I'm having a great day.
Cole's the only one who has not gone off mic yet.
I'm eating some celery. I'm scared I might die. How long would it take? Oh, he's going to heckle me about the celery. I didn't take a shit, I just peed.
I didn't take shit, I just peed.
Okay, baby. Well, why are you leaving the room again? All right.
Let's talk about accents, Flip. We were talking about accents earlier on. What's your strongest?
I would think it's British, but I can't do it around a real Brit. Like, to a regular American, I could pull it off brilliantly. But I do Irish, all right? You know, if I go a little Irish and I talk to Cole Parker about this a little bit, you're sitting across from me in your big chair, I'm here in my chair working on the soundboard.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, it's not too bad there, so. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good?
Yeah, it's not bad.
All right. I appreciate it. Should I grew up in Cork.
Ah, very nice. I used to a mother used to wash her clothes.
Was your mother living in Cork?
Oh, she was back in the country there.
I thought she was. She had red hair like the oil.
That's right, just getting a C4 plastic explosives ready.
Is there still tension over there with the Irish Republic?
There's tension on both sides, don't you know that, oh. Yeah.
What the hell was that?
That was Northern Irish, actually.
Was it?
Yeah, that was Northern Irish. It's just different dialect. Southern Irish is all kind of light and friendly. And hello there. Want to come in and lick my face? Very friendly people, don't you know?
Right. That's yeah. What? That's Southern Irish?
Yeah, Southern Ireland, yeah. Dublin can be slightly harsher because it's a city, so more people condense, kind of like Germany. Every city makes the vernacular and also the vowel sounds a little darker. But then you get into Northern Ireland, and then the morphing is complete into this kind of quite a hard downward sound there.
So you know? Northern Ireland is more like this.
No, that's still Southern Irish. That's still going up, yeah.
So it's Northern Ireland is much like going down at the end of the words.
Yeah, that's a lot more.
All right.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Yeah, so but don't again, know. But you went up there, yeah.
Right.
You
didn't, it's good to know.
Yeah.
If you're going to do Northern Ireland, you better go low on your vowels.
Yeah.
Of course, now I sound like I'm drunk.
What have I been missing?
We're talking about Northern and Southern Ireland.
But she's my sister.
There you go.
I couldn't remember what the line was. But she's my sister.
And I'm her mother.
And I'm your mother.
Do you ever see Kelly MacDonald in Boardwalk Empire? Ah, the children.
No.
We don't have HBO. We have been watching Masters of Sex. Do you know Michael Sheen?
I will in a minute, yeah.
Oh, you don't know who he is?
I think so.
He was Michael a Sheen. Brilliant British actor. He was in Frost Nixon.
Of course. Fucking hell, what am I thinking? I do apologize, sorry.
Yeah. He on this show has an impeccable American accent. Uh-huh. Like you would, I mean, I can't find a flaw in it at all. He is like amazing in this show. So if you get a chance to watch Masters of Sex, I mean, even with the accent, but this show itself is just a brilliant show. Highly recommend Masters of Sex.
Masters of Sex, that's all. Right.
Thank you for creating a fog in here, Alison. Thank you for creating a fog.
Well, we were talking like we're from Ireland. I wanted to make it look like the Moors.
Very nice.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you...
It's terrible.
It's good.
Cool. Uh-huh. Are you a...
Cruncher.
Sounds like
he's going to crunch
like a UK term.
Hang on,
like
hang on. I reckon this is worth about $50, this one. Actually, I apologize. That was a poor crunch. I need to reload, actually.
You need a celery. Celery makes the best crunch.
I discovered that celery splatters. If you turn it, turn the curly side towards your face and open it up and then pull the ribbons down quickly, sometimes you can get a kind of tiny champagne bottle being opened in your face sensation.
I like that.
Yeah.
Just a little tiny.
Don't want to know how you figured that out.
He was doing it while you were taking a shit.
Ah, that was a tiny champagne feeling. But as a...
plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Okay, okay. Oh, now we're bringing it down. Now.
Okay. I want to ask you
about shit. It's just gone Christmas. Look at us.
Yes, exactly.
I hope you all had a wonderful
it's
Christmas.
Shit-mas.
Hey, how was it for you guys? Did you all make it through?
Oh, yeah, because this is after Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like the gifts I got you?
I loved them, and you loved what I got you.
I'm sick of shirts.
Nice.
I can tell.
That was so well done.
Thank you, honey.
You know what I appreciate was that DVD that you got me every year.
What?
No,
we're now doing more inside jokes. I want to actually ask Cole a question, like totally off subject.
Yeah.
But You are from or grew up around the Greater London area?
That's correct, Greater London.
Are you familiar at all with any of the stories / theories of Jack the Ripper?
Of course. Ooh.
Are you?
Of course.
Who do you think Jack the Ripper was? I know this is a complete 180 turn from anything we're talking about, but I've been meaning to ask you about that, because there's one theory that Allison and I love and really believe. I wanted to ask about yours.
I don't know. There was two. There was, of all the theories, there was two that looked the strongest. Were there was a, I think it was a Jewish jeweler. I'm not sure. Was it a Jewish jeweler who then left to go back to America, and that's why the killing stopped? I'm not sure. It was somebody who they thought had fled the country. And the other theory, as bizarre as it sounds, was the royal connection.
That's exactly it. Yes. That's the one.
That's the one. It was based, like, there was a movie called From Hell. I'm not sure if you've
ever
seen it.
Yeah. When Johnny Depp butchers the Cockney accent.
Does he butcher it? Is it terrible?
He butchers it, but he does it with style. He doesn't break from that butcherman. He does it in that style, all the way through the bloody film, right? But he does it. He keeps it in that
kind of...
Excuse me,
can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, and also because he's alongside
Robbie Coltrane. He does it all the time, too. He does that same... It's that same accent in all the movies where he's been asked...
Yeah, like Sweeney Todd, same kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, he does it, you know, he holds the stance of the delivery.
But yeah, that From Hell, the theory...
Good movie.
Great movie.
It was a fabulous movie. And, you know, I found out, because if you watch the behind-the-scenes DVD of it, the directors were so in love out of all of the theories, this one that they based the movie around made the most sense to them.
Well, it was based on a graphic novel first. Same guy, I believe, he did Watchmen, Thomas More.
Oh, great. Watchmen, what a film, what a movie, and what ideas. Yeah, that makes sense then. That makes total sense.
Let me just double check. I have the DVD here.
But who they chose to base this
around. Moore, I'm sorry, I meant Alan Moore, not okay. Thomas Moore.
But who they chose to base it around was based on the best of all of the theories. There were so many theories, but what it was discussed was, and if you think about it, this makes sense. The prince at the time, Prince Albert, was... apparently.
Well, we don't want to give the plot away. If you haven't seen
this
the movie,
is history,
spoiler
though.
Alert.
Okay. So well, if you want to go watch From Hell, it's from like 2000.
It's a great
an older
movie, but
it's
if you don't
want to
know some intricate plot details, spoiler
this is
alert,
all the
we're going to be talking about it.
This is all history
based,
as well.
Well, this is the truth based on the research that this...
But it's there still is
there are people who still dispute this.
It's a nice myth they've started. It'd be interesting if it was true. But
it does make the
most
sense.
It would have to rank as an outsider, though. You could put in a plausible theory there, but I don't think you could put it as the number one most likely thing that happened.
I'm all about conspiracies. Mm-hmm. And the I'll just put it to you this. This way the people go watch it. The conspiracy is that somebody in the royal family wanted to off these women because they knew information that was pertinent to something that could take down the monastery.
The monarchy, not the monastery.
I mean, is that what I said? Oh, yeah. Shit, I meant monarchy.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that was terrible. I'm American. I'm American.
No, you know what? I think the British monastery was behind the Jack the Ripper.
You know
flames.
Why the word monastery is in my head? Because it just became ordained. So it was like it says that all
Have
over
you?
The website.
That's
yeah, it just became ordained. Yeah. You want me to marry you?
Well, oh, so you can. So let's just
I can
talk
make
people,
marry.
So
I
you, can,
you two can get gay married if you want. I perform gay marriages.
Off the last time, the way you treated me. Never again.
Well, maybe if you'd remember our anniversary, I wouldn't have to get so vicious with you.
Maybe if you'd shave, it wouldn't hurt so much.
There we go. Well,
same thing for you. Shave your little British pubes.
So back
down there.
To monastery, and I didn't mean to say monarchy. So that, to me, sounds like it would make sense. That, like, why would these people, why would the killings then stop? And why was it so brutal? And it
Not
was, like, done
Freemason. Not
done like a Freemason.
I could see it being, like, you know, some kind of strange, dark game. The Victorians were quite dark and theatrical. And I could imagine, like, some dark little satanic... arm of Freemasonry, like, might indulge in something. It's a good idea. The thing about the information and, you know, the royal connection is probably less likely.
You think so?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, you know, it's a nice idea if it happened, because bearing in mind that he was very sexually active with Queen Victoria. I mean, look, how many children did she have?
Queen Victoria?
Yeah. In fact, we should find that out right now. We should find out how many children she had. It was a lot. And, like, obviously, Prince Albert, the cock piercing was named after Prince Albert.
Yeah, wow.
The guy fucked around, so, you know.
Is that really why they call it Prince Albert?
Yeah, because in the movie, did he not have, like, he was ill? Did he not have, he contracted syphilis or something?
Yeah.
Because he was fucking whores left and right.
Yeah, not just whores, but, like, you know, street whores of Victorian England.
Right.
You know? They're probably growing mushrooms down there back then.
Sweet.
Yeah, probably sweet mushrooms.
Right.
Sweet mushroom head.
Dude, I want to trip on some vagina mushrooms. That's what I want to go
this
trip on tonight.
This delicious. What's in it?
Are you looking up at... Oh,
I'm looking up how many children did Queen Victoria have?
Yeah.
Nine. She
nine,
had nine,
there you
kids.
Go. And I wonder if she had more that died.
That I don't know.
I mean,
how
nine.
Many miscarriages did Queen Victoria have?
God, that's dark, honey.
Well, that's what we're looking up, isn't it?
Should have saved that for 4th of July.
Exactly.
There's a picture of her here. Not a very attractive woman.
But she could take it in the ass.
She had nine kids. Give her a break. Nine children.
I'm sorry.
Her body was spent, man. That poor
she
woman.
She was probably really cute when she was
younger. Probably fucking horses when she got to her 50s. That poor woman.
They actually had a coronation in a vagina. That's how big it was at that
Hello,
point.
Hello, everybody.
Already had the curtains.
Skippy, I didn't know you were here yet.
Well, it's funny I'm here, because now it's time for...
It's the Skippy Green Show!
Cole Parker, how are you?
I'm good.
Nice. Don't do me to me.
Oh.
You've been doing him to him all day, whoever was here before.
Interview me as me. I'm going to be steaming Bobcat McPherson.
Sounds like you're trying to take a shit. Sounds like you got shit blocked up your British ass.
I'm trying to take a shit, goddammit.
Well, then I'll do you back to you. Hey there, mate. I don't know where the Beatles are from.
All right, okay.
That's your sentence, Skippy?
No, just blow me out of the water. I'll go back to Mockney.
All right,
oh,
you
Skippy,
ready?
I love you. You nice to see
what
you.
What you been up to, Skip? I heard you performing recently on a roast in Hollywood. Tell me about that.
I did a roast a couple of weeks ago. You can look at it on YouTube. I'm not going to go through the bits anymore. That's in the past, Buck. I live in the present and the now. Allison, suck it. I live in the present and the now.
Time doesn't exist.
Good. Then you are...
Good. Oh,
then you gave me a blowjob an hour ago, so catch up with yourself.
And then you'll relish every moment.
Oh, shut the fuck up. All right, Cole, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Answer the following question.
Okay.
In 10 words exactly.
Oh, God. Hang on, that's going to be
not
tricky.
11, not 9. 10 words.
And, I'll try to keep count. I'm half asleep.
And a hoary McNap face over there. Keep track with the...
Here, do you need a napkin?
I do, actually. I've
here, oh my God.
You.
Let's put the celery guts on the neck.
Have you been putting your celery on your phone?
Yes, I have. Because I didn't want to put it on the table because I was respecting your lovely place here, Skippy. Very palatial here in Vegas.
Oh, this isn't my place.
Isn't it?
No. I live over in Atlantic City.
Palatial. Is that like palace place? Is it like a palace-y place?
It's kind of like a royal monastery.
is the word a pronoun of... palace.
But hey. I like it. Palace.
Yes. Hey.
Palace-y? That, or like palatial. If it's palatial.
Oh, look, you're muted now. All right, you're ready, Cole.
I have a good line.
Are you ready, Cole? Oh, God. Allison has a funny line.
I want a palatial facial from Skip.
Okay, I'm not going to even let you finish. I'm not going to even let you finish. We brought your mic back for that. No, we're not. You've lost mic privileges for the rest of my bit. You've lost mic privileges for the rest of my bit.
Okay. Right.
Palatial facial. Jesus Christ. I'm going to use that. All right, Cole, are you ready?
Yes.
Answer the following question in 10 words exactly.
God, that's going to be tricky. Go.
You can watch her. She'll have her fingers up.
Okay.
Herself. If you could fuck.
Yeah.
Anytime, Skippy.
No, he's milking it.
Any vegetable. Which one would it be? And why?
I don't know. Stephen Hawking doesn't count because he can talk.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
And actually, in the background, a bomb just went down.
You can't
hear this.
There was a sound of a falling bomb. All right, 10 words.
Yeah. Go.
If you could fuck any vegetable, what would it be and why?
An actual vegetable, okay.
Any kind of vegetable.
Why would I have sex? It'd be difficult to be sexually aroused. How would I... All right. You want me just to pick a fruit that I'd fuck, that I'd find sexier than another fruit?
Vegetable.
Okay. All right, vegetable. Okay, maybe if you got like some cauliflower on its head for some hair. Slice of swede for a face. You could stick a carrot in for the nose.
This is way more than 10 words.
Okay. I would choose out of all the choices.
Remember, you got to put a why, a reason. So you got one word left to encompass the vegetable and the reason, which is theoretically impossible.
Pumpkins! Pumpkins. Pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Why?
Pumpkins. Yeah.
Can you give us one word why, pumpkins?
No, just because. Why have I got to put a why in it? Well, hang on, you changed the rules while I was guessing. That's not fair, Skippy Green.
Allison, what was the question?
The question was, which vegetable would you fuck and why?
And why?
Yeah, it was. If you could fuck a vegetable,
and you said I would choose would out of all the yeah. choices.
Oh, and why?
Pumpkins, and then you have one more left. One more word.
Actually, he was at 10.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, because I used.
If I
to get
could
to the,
choose,
yeah.
wait. Forget
Cole,
it.
Cole, we're gonna start over. I'm gonna give you a different question.
This
Jesus
is great. You make
Christ,
me feel really
this is
stupid.
Why you lost the war.
Can I answer the vegetable one?
You're muted again, Allison. If you could fuck. Either one of our cats.
Oh, God.
Their cats. Which one would it be and why? The gray one or the dark one? Which would it be and why?
But nobody knows our cats.
I'd fuck older one first. First? God, now it sounds like I'm going to do both of them. Oh, God. No, shit. I would... No, let me start. I'd fuck older one. Because it is easier to kill.
It's the Skippy Green Show!
Cole the Cat Killer!
Well, that was dark and morbid.
No,
Cole
just because you'd have to.
Cats.
You can't fuck a cat when it's alive. It will claw you to fucking pieces, man. It's not going to let you do it.
Yeah,
you got to drug it. You got to drug it or kill it, man. Because a cat's not going to let you fuck it, and it shouldn't let you fuck it.
And that was a weird bestiality question from Skippy.
Skippy, I know.
Wasn't
that? The fuck is wrong with him? I thought
know.
He never wanted to do bestiality stuff.
He
ever.
Doesn't, but apparently Cole does.
He was. He might have been exploring. He might have been like exploring new material.
Skippy's into some weird shit.
I bet.
Wait, what's that, Skippy? You know, I'd be honest with you. I've been living with this broad, and she's got a couple of cats. And normally I don't like cats, but I'll be honest. Hers, they've kind of grown on me. I feel like I'm their father. Well, stepfather, because I'm fucking one of them.
Hey!
Oh, and he left again.
Hi-yo!
Yeah, don't say that. Don't say that, actually. Oh, my God, that just frightened me.
What?
Oh, well... Actually, I shouldn't go into this.
Did you just think something and you said out loud to yourself, oh, don't say that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I did. Yes.
Welcome to Allison's weed.
I heckled you back.
To my weed.
I haven't had any weed.
Then you must be getting a contact eye from Allison.
I feel kind of queer, actually.
Here's Flip and his asshole for your effing.
You guys keep doing that. You think everything's gay. You even think the word fag's gay. What's wrong with you?
That's a cigarette.
Exactly.
Actually, a faggot
like
was
to
a
smoke
group
tons
of sticks.
Of fags.
Sorry?
A faggot used to be a bunch of sticks that you'd light
and
throw into the fireplace.
And now it's just
that's
dish.
Why they're called flaming faggots. That's true, actually.
And just the idea that it's a bunch of sticks together.
All
that's like
out in the
that's
same
like
bar.
That's like a gay orgy. So it's faggot.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
now
you're getting muted again. You see, Allison, every time you go for something like that...
She doesn't mean it.
I know she doesn't.
She doesn't mean
it. I hate when you mute me. I hate it.
See, I predicted you were going to do loud noises, and I've muted you.
Now, can I just ask at this point?
Where?
This is going to be edited, right?
Never.
Not at all.
Never.
What?
He never edits it.
People just sit through this, do they?
Well, maybe.
They got nothing better to do. They just sit through, and this is how they live their lives. Fuck, man.
Well, we've actually... Usually, we keep the show to an hour. We're almost at an hour 20, so I think we could start signing off now anyway, because Alice and I got to get ready to do our thing.
Okay. Now, what's the overall message?
The overall message...
I think it's about time, actually. You just looked at your watch and, you know, remember how the show started.
Started with time. You're right.
Yeah. Starts with time and ends with time.
So everyone should make a little statement about time.
time.
Well, time.
Because it's a new year, of course, isn't it? It is it's appropriate.
Year. Oh, it is.
Mm. So, so let's end the show with our five of our New Year's resolutions. We'll start with Allison. New Year's resolutions.
For each.
I want
to. Wow.
I want to start liking social media enough to be on it more. I don't like it right now, so I got to start to like it.
Okay. We'll change it. Just three. Top three. So social media.
Social media. Try to keep up more of the exercise regimen, way more. And take good care of my husband and all my friends.
Aww.
I love everybody in my reality bubble.
Cole, top three New Year's resolutions.
All right, don't kill myself. It's got to be number one. Number two, definitely don't kill yourself, right? I can't stress that enough. And number three, right, whatever happens, just...
Be like water.
Be like water. Just yeah.
Eat carrots.
Just, I'm just going to, you know, just start floating up and I'm just going to start succeeding. I think I'm just going to grab the success pipe and pour some water all over my face.
There you go.
That's my 2014.
Success just spray in the
just
face.
Just fucking hit me in the face. And by the way, anyone that's listening, I would recommend opening up celery too close to your face. Nice, crisp, cold celery. Give it a try. Sensations tiny bit. If you're emotive, oh, it's heaven.
It's wonderful.
And my three will be, I agree, get myself in better shape. Be less in my head about everything going on in the world and just try to go with things.
Go with the flow.
And... I guess just do what I can to get my career to that next level. 2014 feels like it's going to be the year.
Do more of these.
Do
just
more.
Do more of these. Just us three podcasts. Just sitting down, just dissecting your family arguments.
And eating celery.
And like, also want to give a wonderful New Year's to all our friends out there listening to the show. Thank you guys.
We love you all. Happy and prosperous.
For constant support. And especially to our number one fan and listener, Pilar, who is loyal and sends us a nice email every week, either regarding the show or something she found funny and entertaining. And Pilar, even if we don't contact you back, I do promise you we check out.
We look and we laugh.
This is contact right now.
What's that?
So this is contact right now.
Yes.
Yeah, so who's... Tell me about Pilar. She got a regular little...
She what?
Tell me about Pilar. Your little, you know, email.
She's the one and only listener.
No, she's not the one and only, but she's probably been listening the longest, and she is definitely a supporter. And she's a really cool girl. Her dad is actually a very famous voiceover artist.
Okay.
Which is very, very cool, who
Can
I'm actually
him?
A personal fan of, so it's
okay,
doubly
nice,
cool.
Nice.
But she is a very, very sweet girl. And
so Happy New Year, Pilar.
Happy New Year, Pilar. Happy New Year, everybody else. We've given you the plugs enough. You know where to catch Allison and me. Cole, you got a website or a Twitter or anything you want to plug?
Oh, just come and sit on my face. Just come. I'm lonely. I need the contacts. Just track me down and just sit wherever I am. If you see me in the street, I'm in a movie that's coming out this year called Body High.
There you go. Check out Body. I think it's coming in April next year.
I believe
this
so.
Year. Yeah. So look for Body High with Cole Parker and a very cool part in that. And again, guys, Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next year. Bye. Oops.
Whee!
Bye, everybody.
Happy everything.
What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
Happy New Year from What's for Dinner.
I'm going to mute you now.
Talking about What's for Dinner.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I love you, baby.
Love you.